Scamp the Tramp will never win a beauty competition. But he has won an ugly competition. Scamp's eyes stick out like balls on the top of his face. His fur is very disorderly, pointing out in all directions from his little dog body. But that look won Scamp top prize at the 31st yearly World's Ugliest Dog Contest. The competition was held at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California. Scamp's owner is Yvonne Moronis of Santa Rosa, California. She won an appearance with her dog on the television news program Today. She also received $1,500 for herself and another $1,500 to donate to an animal shelter. She told a local newspaper, "He's Scamp the Champ, no longer Scamp the Tramp." She added, "I think the audience saw his beautiful spirit and everything he's given back to the community." Scamp makes volunteer visits to school children and to a local center for old people. Moronis found Scamp on the animal adoption website PetFinder in 2014. He had been living on the streets of Compton, California. "It was on my way home that I knew I made the right choice," she said in a competition press statement. "There we were, two strangers in a car on the way home to a new start. Bob Marley was playing One Love." Moronis said Scamp was moving to the music. "It was like he knew he had found his forever home," she added. Scamp beat out 18 other competitors. There were dogs with tongues that hang outside of their mouths. There were dogs with short legs spread widely apart. There were dogs with faces that always look confused or surprised. And there were other funny-looking dogs beyond description. The competitors got to walk a red carpet and show themselves to many loving fans at the fair in California's wine country. The competition was fierce. Second place went to Wild Thang, a Pekingese with hard little eyes and an unusual tongue. Ann Lewis of Los Angeles is his owner. Molly Horgan's dog, Tostito, won third place. He is a Chihuahua from Falmouth, Maine. His damaged ears and hanging tongue make him look like he just stuck his foot into an electrical device. Tostito was also honored with the competition's Spirit Award. Everyone knows ugliness is a judgment of the person seeing it. Many dog lovers would argue that there is no such thing as an ugly one. And many owners of so-called ugly dogs instead like to say that their animals are unique. Christy Gentry does public relations for the fairgrounds. She said laughingly, "The competition was not just about being ugly. Judges are looking for special attributes like hanging tongues, slobber, drool, the more the better. Maybe unusual patches of skin or hair," she explained. Organizers say the ugly dog competition helps bring attention to the needs of rescue dogs. Most competitors came from kill shelters in the U.S., were found on streets, or were seized from dishonorable breeders. "What we're really doing is we're showcasing dogs that have been rescued and adopted and brought into loving homes, Gentry said. These are sort of spokesdogs for adoption. I'm Katie Weaver.